All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code P-A-S-T-E-L BOOKTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my boobs.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm well.
Goody. How's your week going? How was your weekend?
Before we get into that, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
My week has been cool. Weekend was litty.
It was? What'd you do?
Well, Saturday was chill. What did I do on Saturday?
What did I do? Oh, I do know.
We went to Cece's pop-up.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My mom had a pop-up for her candle business at Candle Babe. C-N-D-L-B-A-B-E, I think it is, or just...
I lit my bills paid and...
Same. It was giving holiday.
It was.
It was giving Christmas, huh?
Such a good scent.
Yes, yes,
such a good scent. Mm-hmm. So that was Saturday, really. Then Sunday... We had our chapter holiday gathering.
Our annual chapter holiday party.
At 1010 Wine. It's a Black-owned wine bar and restaurant in Inglewood. So good. Owned by two sisters. We had a good time. A homegirl said she saw us there.
What?
She said, I saw y'all yesterday, but I was too chicken to come speak. I said, now, you know you should have said
oh
something.
Oh, my God.
And in my head, I was thinking, what were we
when
in the middle of
doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was Rashana's sister friend.
No.
Because that girl, she said, hey, love the Black Girl Bravado. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's Megan.
Oh, okay. Didn't know.
I know her.
I never know when people listen or.
But this was a listener who messaged us on Instagram and she was like, I saw y'all, but I was. I said, next time speak because we love that.
We do. And we love to give hugs. Y'all don't know. Every time somebody recognizes, I'm like, yeah, it's us.
Yeah, it's me.
We've been spotted out before.
We have.
At the link up.
We've been spotted all over the place.
All over the place. I'm like, hey.
I think the first time we ever got spotted was at Camp Flognog.
We were like, the fuck? People know us, which was super cute. I'm like, more of that, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you see us, please say what's up.
For sure. So that was Sunday. It was a good time with the girlies.
Turn that mother out.
With the girlies.
Ooh, I was sick to my stomach.
With the girlies. The wine drunk.
That
wine
is
drunk.
Terrible.
Remember that song by Love? I mean Love.
I was like, who?
By The Dream. Uh-uh. Love drunk.
Oh, girl, I used to fuck Love drunk up.
Love drunk.
Yes, girl, I fucked that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sunday was a blast. Always a good time gathering with the Soros.
Yes.
So that was
fun.
And then Yeah, luckily I was off the next day because, honey.
You've been having a good vacation.
I have. I've been chilling, relaxing. I haven't been forcing myself to do shit.
Good.
I've been like, I need a break. I need to just wake up, do whatever I want. No alarm, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been good. But you, my friend, you're preparing to take off jet set for the week.
I am. End. I'm going to Miami this weekend.
Yes.
So I was about to say if you know where to go, but this is going to come out after. So
yeah.
I'll tell y'all about the trip.
Yeah. Should be a good
when
time.
When I get back.
Mm-hmm. We'll be waiting with open arms.
Yeah. When I get
come
back.
Come on back.
When I get back.
Yes.
I'll tell you
yes,
about how it yes. went.
So thank y'all again for subscribing, listening, and supporting our show.
Yes.
We want to ask that you continue to rate and review if you love what you hear and see, because the girls are also on YouTube. Yeah, we just really appreciate it. It's very important for our show. We've surpassed our goal of 2,000 ratings and reviews.
We have.
Before the end of the year, but it don't stop there.
Insert clapping sound. Yay.
It don't stop there. So, Brittany, do you have your rating and review?
So, I'm going to do something new. Instead of reading the review of the week, I'm going to read the YouTube comment of the week. Mm-hmm. So if you're a YouTuber, a YouTube mommy, leave us a comment yeah. and it might be the comment of the week. So this one comes from Tootie Low. Cute. She says, every time I listen or watch y'all, my spirit gets fed. Y'all are amazing.
Thanks, Toots.
Thank you, Tootie.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So we might switch it up. We may read YouTube comment. We may read a review of the week. It depends on what our flavor is, our pick.
Yes, I love it.
So, next we have Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon is our exclusive community where we provide you with bonus episodes. We do audio affirmations, playlists, journal prompts.
Mm-hmm. All the good things.
We just dropped our episode about love bombing, mm-hmm. being love bombed.
Yes.
So, going over there for that. And let's do our new patrons.
Shout them out.
I meant to comment back. This just popped up on Patreon. Emancipatious Appreciosis. He said, okay. He said, y'all, the way Brittany said, bitch, go to hell. I literally just busted out screaming, laughing in my gym. Y'all are everything. Yeah,
thanks, Emancipation.
Because I spilled some tea over on Patreon and the bitch can go to hell.
Yeah.
So, new
patron. I remember when we thought Emancipation was a fake person.
We did.
I said, you're getting blocked.
We have blocked them.
He said,
he had
please.
To send an email. He said, you know, this is a name that I use, but I'm a real person.
Thank God. Okay, for the clarification.
Then we let him back in. So, hey, Emancipation.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So, our new patrons this week, we have Asia, who is a bestie.
Hey, Asia, girl.
Yes. And then we have Carolina.
Hey, Carolina. I think you read that last time.
So, we actually had Asia.
Okay, Asia.
Yeah.
Carolina, I'm not saying your name twice, although we are grateful for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all need to pile on in. Mm-hmm. Pile on in. Do what you got to do. Last week, we took a lighthearted approach. We pivoted a little bit, let the series rest, and we answered or
read.
Had a few Reddits. Yeah, we answered a few, did some questions that needed answering and did some Reddit reviews. And it was funny. It was a nice change of sorts.
It was funny as hell. Today when I was listening, some of the shit that we were saying, we were like, yeah, so his grandma was a bitch.
The grandma was a bitch.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen. Okay. And let me know, have you ever dealt with somebody whose grandma was a bitch?
Or whose
mama was a bitch?
Yeah.
Just on your back for no reason.
No reason at all.
Get her off.
Off.
Fuck them.
Sick dick. Period.
Why are we like this?
I don't know, but shoot. Anyway, that episode is available for y'all, so yeah. Go check it out. So now here we are.
Here we are.
Back to some serious business.
Serious business, but no series.
No series. We're just talking.
Wild card vibes.
Right.
Just letting it ride.
So today we're going to be talking about trauma dumping. Mm-hmm. We've all had our fair share of trauma, we know. But sometimes we dump our trauma on other people. And we want to be mindful of that because everybody doesn't have the bandwidth to deal with the trauma that we need to dump.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Have you ever been subjected to trauma dumping? Or have you ever been a trauma dumper?
I'm not a trauma dumper because I'm pretty secretive with my shit, with my tea, okay? I don't just go giving it out to everybody. I will definitely be on the receiving end.
I guess because I have a welcoming personality.
Probably.
Like, bring all your cares onto me.
Your cast your cares. Your demeanor definitely gives dump it on me. I can deal with it. Talk to me about it.
You know what else you said that my demeanor gives? And I thought this was very sweet, that I make everybody feel special.
Yeah. That stuck with you.
I love it because I do, but it has its cons, right?
Right.
But yeah, people just be like coming to me and talking, and I'm like, so yes, I have been.
Is it usually strangers or people you know?
People I know.
Okay.
I haven't had too many strangers who've dumped on me, but people I know. Do I have safe haven written across my doggone head?
Maybe safe space, voice of reason.
I don't know, but I have. I find that it usually happens when people are drinking.
Mm.
When we get into the vibe of, like, you know how it goes. Once people get to having the libations flourishing and inhibitions lowering and loosening, and it's like, I feel like I could just talk to you about whatever. What about you?
No.
No?
No, I mean,
you know there, what you no, do, no, you no, remove I, yourself. Brittany
sure,
will be,
I will, so quick.
Brittany will be like, she started dumping, I'm leaving.
No, this is the thing. Well, this is one of the reasons why you probably do get dumped on, because you'll ask questions even if you don't care. Like, you'll continue to ask questions, and I'll just be like, oh, damn, or something. Like, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all already know we're busy during this holiday season. When it's time to unwind, we like to do so with a great audiobook. This holiday season, you can discover new podcasts, check audiobooks off your reading list, or enter a world of original content from celebrity creators and best-selling authors, thanks to Audible.
Don't forget about yourself during the holidays. Give yourself an Audible membership. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, Audible has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, but that's not all. There are thousands of binge-worthy podcasts, exclusive originals, and so much more for you to enjoy.
Let Audible help you reach your goals as the new year approaches. If you want to learn something new, broaden your perspectives, or find a new favorite author, Audible is for you. Here's a fun fact, y'all. If you listen to every title on Audible, you'd be listening for more than 3 centuries. That's a lot of content, y'all. If that's not enough, your membership grants you access to Audible's exclusive Plus catalog. You'll definitely find something you like on there.
Stream as much as you want, whenever you want. Audible's library is available for you to download and listen anywhere, anytime. Take Audible with you while you shop for gifts, while you travel, or when you just need some much-needed you time. No matter where you're going or what you're doing this holiday season, you'll always have just the right thing to listen to at your fingertips.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month, including the latest bestsellers and the hottest new releases, to keep. That's right, you can keep it. Whatever you choose, it's yours to keep forever. So if you've been thinking about joining Audible, this is the time to sign up. And we've got a special holiday offer for you homegirls. How does 60% off your first 3 months sound?
Pretty amazing, right? That's only $5.95 a month. Give the gift of listening. For more, visit audible.com/blackgirlbravado. That's audible.com/blackgirlbravado.
I have been dumped on in the past. I have, actually. And the reason why it was a lot for me is because when I felt like I needed to vent about some of my issues, I wasn't granted the same space. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is a one-way dump.
Yeah.
Where am I putting my trash?
So when you try to...
I definitely have been trauma dumped on by niggas.
Oh. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the unhealed folk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question to backtrack about when you got dumped on by someone and there wasn't a space for you to dump. Was that a situation where you didn't feel like there was reciprocity in a friendship? Like, I'm here for you when you need me, but then...
Yeah, friendship.
Okay.
Lack of reciprocity.
Got it.
And it was from a person that had always had something to dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch, stay with a bag.
You know the type of friends where it's like, you know...
Oh, I know.
At what point are we going to...
Remove ourselves.
Yeah, or start doing better.
When are we going to start recycling?
Exactly.
Yeah, I had a friend like that, too. That's when I feel like, dog, I just can't. And maybe it was me giving off the safe space vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop coming here, though. Because at this point, I need you to wake up. and move your shit. I just made that. Just wake up and I don't know.
Trying to catch it. I couldn't join in. Like, I ain't never heard this one.
The wake up was from Kanye. Wake up, Mr. West. Mr. Right. West, that was okay. Wake up. Right. But the other part
was
me.
Shit was I was self-created. Yeah.
That was my own shit. But it's like, girl, you got to make some changes.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing about the drama. So you got to, I'm no longer your ear.
Exactly.
I am no longer your ear.
That's definitely how I felt. And then there's like the people who trauma dump on you. And I understand like not wanting to hear an opinion all the time. Like sometimes you just need a space to vent. But I feel like if somebody keeps dumping the same issue on you, you have the right to say something at some point. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
Here are some solutions. Yeah. Why don't you try this? And I've explained this on the show before where somebody was dumping their trauma on me and it was seeming very redundant. And I'm like, well, I made a suggestion and it was not received well at all. And I'm like, well, you don't got to dump it on me and I don't got to say nothing. And then we can just be cool, you know?
Yes.
So trauma dumping is definitely a thing. I don't believe that I'm a trauma dumper because I be withholding my trauma.
I don't think so either.
And usually,
but it's
when I talk about it with people, the people that I talk about it with, it's usually healthy. Yeah, it's usually in an inviting space where it's like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's healthy, and that's the thing that I want to disclaim and just like put out there. It's healthy for you to vent and have, you know, conversations, vulnerable conversations with your friends where you can share intimate details because you don't have to keep it all to yourself.
Right.
But when you're getting trauma, when you're being a person who's a trauma dumper, then it's usually somebody like it's inappropriate. It's wrong place, wrong time. We probably don't have the rapport where you should be giving me all of your tea. They probably are somebody with like very few or weak boundaries. So they just start talking and like word vomit and just don't know how to read the room.
Right.
Where it's like, maybe this is somebody I should not be telling all my darkest secrets.
Yeah.
You know, that type of vibe.
Yeah. Or a key piece is a lack of permission. Sometimes it would be very nice if before you decide to trauma dump on someone or just vent
or
to
share.
Just say share. Let's just say share. Vent to someone about something. You say, hey, how are you feeling? Is this a good time for us to talk? Do you mind if I share what I'm going through with you? Do you have the bandwidth for this right now?
Yeah.
Because somebody else can be going through their own trauma, right?
Yeah.
And if you just send an unsolicited text, like spilling out all of your woes, right? And this person is like, oh my God, like you
know, I got to deal with it. I'm not even in a space to deal with
it. I'm not even in a space to deal with it. This is a lot for me to process right now. Even if I am in a good space and now I'm being brought down.
A lot.
Just simply asking someone for permission will go a long way. Like, hey, can I talk to you? Is this a good time? Do you mind?
Yeah.
I'm sure people would appreciate that.
Truth.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I don't think so either. I mean, you've never personally done it to me. No.
You'll be like, is this too much right now?
I do. I always like, ask. I always ask, is this a lot? Is this too much? Should we not right here, right now? No.
Right.
And then, but then I just want to know. I do. I'd be like, is this, it's now not the time?
You're like, unless you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, and if it's not okay for me to talk about it, then let me know, and then I'll digress, and we can pick it up later.
Right.
But nigga, I'd really be needing you to be available, because I'm like, I need to talk
about it. Yeah, but please let it be a good time. Because the time is now.
Please.
One thing about you is you don't sit and fester. You want to talk about it in the moment.
Yeah.
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 I'm more of a sit and fester.
You are.
Yeah.
I like to talk. I like to be like.
And neither one's bad or good.
No. It's not. But it's also how a lot of times if I have to talk in the moment is how I work through my feelings and my emotions, like processing and having a person where I can soundboard or like hear myself. And come to a like sound conclusion, because otherwise I'm very emotional. I'm very, very emotional. And I will just be like, fuck this. Or you know what I mean? Like,
or just worked up in the emotion.
Yeah. Worked up and just be like, man, I can't even see the bigger picture. But then sometimes if I choose who I want to talk to, I don't just call everybody.
Mm-mm.
I make a choice like, OK, let me talk to this person because they'll give me some sound advice right now. And it just depends on what the situation is. And then a lot of times I walk away feeling like I gained some new insight that I can use to process better. I have more tools, better tools.
Yeah.
That'd be the vibe.
Some things for me, I do need to immediately talk about.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to talk about this right now because I'm a snap or I have already snapped.
But you have things where you do be like, where you'll bring it to the forefront immediately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's some things where I'm like, we got this. Guess what the fuck just happened? Yeah.
It's usually the shocking shit.
Why did this?
It's usually the shocking shit.
Yeah.
Or like if you need some quick advice or something, like on Sunday, you were like, how should I handle this? Yeah. Because I just don't know.
I don't know what, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it just depends on the situation. So right. Just be mindful of a person and do. Yeah, I think a good tip is to ask for permission when you're going to have a deep conversation with someone.
Right.
A goodie.
Yeah.
Keep it in your back pocket.
Right. So, usually victims of trauma use it as a coping mechanism. Mm. Yeah, it's like this is a way that I'm getting through something.
Again, use your therapist. And that's why we have to have people who are objective, non-biased, whose job it is to listen to us speak, because they have created the bandwidth and the space for that time to have you unload on them and give you the proper tools to work through it. That'd be people who like, nigga, you need therapy.
I know. I mean, that's why I want a therapist. Honestly, truly, to have like that objective opinion.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes
Real Systemic Change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
That, because most of the time, the people that we're dumping or even venting to, we don't have all the tools. I tell Germany all the time, I really don't even know what to say. I think a therapist would be fitting because I don't even know if I'm telling you the right shit. I'm telling you some things that I think are logical, mm-hmm. that, you know, some things that I have
this is what I observed, would do.
You know, yeah. This is what I may do, but I don't know. And even with myself, I'm like, sometimes you just need an outside opinion that really can bring some things into your awareness that your friends can't bring to your awareness, that you don't understand. It's just like sometimes you got to talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
And when a lot of the times, if you are someone who's trauma dumping, we're usually anxious, we're frustrated, we're worked up, and we just need to get it out. And sometimes it doesn't give us a solution that we need. It's like, and that's why you keep dumping.
Because you're looking for some sort of solution, guidance, tool that cannot be provided to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're on the receiving end of this, I would just say it's okay to create those boundaries and say, hey, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
I cannot give you what you need. And like you mentioned, maybe you need to seek some professional help. Maybe someone else is better fit to give you advice. Because right now, if you just want to vent, okay. But please don't look to me for
solutions.
And honestly, no, it's not always okay. Create the boundaries to protect your peace.
Yeah.
Create the boundaries and just be like, honestly, it's too much for me, dog. It's overwhelming. That'll push them back. Imagine that. Imagine getting a text being like, I'm really sad you're going, ooh, some tea. I hope they don't listen. Never mind. Because my mom friends be listening. It's just too much.
That's
they be
crazy.
Listening and I don't want to give her tea out between her and her friend.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
too much.
I understand.
I'm going to keep it off the airways.
Sometimes some things we just can't get for content. Yeah. Some things just can't be made for content because you know what? We got to live regular lives outside of this show.
I'm saying is it's important to create boundaries around things that make you uncomfortable, things that you're not okay with, and things that you don't wish to see continue. So although it might be hard in the moment to say, I'm sorry, I can't help you like that, or I'm not available for that right now, you have to. even if the person is in need, because sometimes their need becomes your detriment or your downfall. It's like, damn, I gotta show up for you at the expense of this. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be available to you at the expense of my mental health. I gotta be available to you at the expense of my financial, like, nigga, constraints. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, now I gotta show up for you, but at what cost to myself?
Right.
So create boundaries.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to Hormone Harmony starts now.
Has that ever happened to you before, like where somebody dumps on you and you feel drained and depleted?
Yes.
Man.
Or like now it's coming in and impacting my personal life.
Yeah.
Yes, that's happened to me multiple times with multiple friends. And I'm like, ooh, why am I attracting these broken bitches?
I know. And I've learned about myself that I definitely have to create a boundary. Maybe that's why I do eliminate myself, because depending on who it is, it depends on how close we are. Then I will be feeling negatively affected too. Like, oh my God, now I'm feeling bad.
And yeah.
It's hard to distinguish between their feelings and my feelings and emotions.
And I'm all for sisterhood. Trust me, I am. But sometimes it's just not worth what I'm going to have to go through being your ally. Like, me being your ally is going to come with some other shit.
Right.
Because I'm loyal as fuck.
Yeah.
So if it's fuck him, then it really got to be fuck him, because.
Because then if it's fuck him and then you decide, and then you decide to fuck him.
Then I'm going to be looking stupid.
Well, I think that's one of the main reasons that people do need therapists, because.
Don't be somebody telling who's objective,
because when you go telling your besties all your relationship problems. And
then they build up a feeling about your boo-boo. And when you, and honestly, we know matters of the heart. Love is difficult. It's a battlefield.
I knew you. I was waiting on you to say love is a battlefield.
Pat Benatar, baby. Love is a battlefield. We understand that. We know that matters of the heart are never black and white. Yeah. It's always gray. And a lot of times we don't rationalize the way our friends rationalize. We might see a lot of the things alike, but the things that you deal with are not going to be the things that I deal with. Something might be my breaking point and it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't create, well, we don't have a perception of objectivity when we're dealing with listening to information. Like, I've already made up my mind how I feel. I've already passed some sort of judgment. And yeah, that's right. It. Now, of course, we love our friends through whatever their choices are. But in efforts to eliminate that piece, we could just have somebody else to talk to and then. But on the contrary, on the contrary, I am a fan of like sharing bits and pieces of it all.
No, I agree.
I don't need it all the bad. I don't need all the good.
No.
Yeah.
There's the healthy conversation. A healthy conversation. But I know there's some couples. It's really whatever floats your boat. There's some couples who don't talk about their relationships at all outside of themselves. It's like everything that happens in this relationship, we're the only people that talk about it. Nobody else knows.
What are your thoughts on that?
In their eyes, we're perfect.
What are your thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts?
What are your thoughts on, in their eyes, we're perfect. Only people who we're going to know about our shit is us.
Mm. I can understand that. I can. Especially if it's like a marriage, like wanting to keep that sacred. I can understand like wanting to keep it like, I'm not trying to say I want to be perceived as perfect, but I can understand just wanting to keep it between y'all. But I already know, like, I'm probably going to be like, why the fuck? I'm so irritated. Why?
I mean, the nit grit, the really, really intimate details, I can understand. However,
yeah,
I don't want to be perceived as perfect.
No, I'm not saying for the perception of being perfect. I don't think that's their intention.
Right. The perception of what goes on in this house stays on this goes. That's the vibe. I get it. What happens in this house stays in this house. But in the same breath, we had the same conversation that we had with Lee today. I think there is some sort of humility. I think there's some feeling of growth. I feel there's some aspect of connectivity when you can share, not the deep dark, but this is what's stretching me right now. This is how I'm feeling. And if you have wise counsel, then I think it's okay to speak with those people, like a group of, for, we'll just like say married people. Right. It's like, we had a hard, rough road in our marriage at year five. Here I am at year two, year three, whatever, approaching year five. And my friends, I should be able to say, wow, we're struggling with this. Yeah. Like, not the deep intimate, but what did you do? Like, what was your experience? Or like, is this something that naturally happens? It's just like this show, right? The more we show up authentically, vulnerable, sharing what we're going through, it makes realizing that you're not going through it by yourself easier.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, I see that other people are struggling with this. So although I can understand that perspective, I think there's value in vulnerability, like especially in a close friend group.
I think so, too. And maybe I think people who have that mindset probably are like, we're not going to be talking about it as soon as it happens. Like if we're sharing it in that setting, like, you know, we too have been through some things.
Yeah.
We too have had some bumps in the road. That's great, but probably not like as soon as it happens, like, you know, me and Andrew,
yeah,
we on the rocks today, like, yeah, this happened and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I agree with you that
I can
the
see
vulnerability.
That. Not in the moment.
Not in the moment, but like, you know.
But I do like having a gal pal I can talk to.
I love like, having a gal pal.
Next day vibes. This will happen. I'm upset. I like it. I've already worked through it with him, but let me share this with you. I just think that keeps the surface level of the friendship out of here. It gives the depth.
Yeah.
It's like we could talk about all the things.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And, you know, one thing that I have realized as someone who like doesn't always openly express how I'm feeling in the moment, mm-hmm. is that I am mindful of, I'm trying to be more mindful of checking in and seeing how people are feeling, like asking them, like, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. Because some people may be like me too and not want to trauma dump. When it's really, they just need to talk because they're thinking, I don't want to go put my burdens on other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Is now a good time to talk about our experience from like, or maybe it'll be safe for the check-in.
What experience?
Remember when we had that little rift?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Wasn't even a rift. But
it wasn't a rift, but it was a growing pain.
Yeah.
It was a growing pain. Okay, we can't save everything for Patreon, so we'll give you a little sneak peek here. So.
Okay, this is perfect for this episode, actually.
Okay, perfect. So a lot of y'all know, if you don't already know, that Andres and I moved in together in October. Mm-hmm. So this was a new space for me, for him, and for Brittany. I will say for all three of us, because y'all know Brittany and I. Yeah, Brittany and I have been at the hip for the past forever. For the past forever, and especially when we were living in the same city, less than a mile away from each other, we were together every day. So outside of him moving in, I moved, period, away into LA. So there was a distance there. So we were seeing each other less frequently. And I think just having a little shift in our dynamic.
The dynamic.
Yeah, our dynamic. It was just... For so long had just been Brittany and I. We were on the same path. And it's just like we got out of them fucked up relationships. And then it was like single girls, balls to the walls, thriving, living, doing our thing. And then, of course, I entered a relationship and that started to shift. Now, we of course, still did things together and that whole thing. And it's very much inviting, like, come with us. Let's do this. But it just changes. The dynamic just started to shift.
Right.
So you want to take it from here? You want to tell a little piece or no?
I'll jump in when it's my time.
Okay. So, one week I started noticing a little distance of sorts. And I said, whoa, what is this? And I'm like, maybe she's going through something. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it, but there was like less texting. And typically we'd be texting all throughout the day, y'all, and calling multiple times a day. So we were just like texting fewer and fewer, less and less. And I was like, what is this? So like a few days went by, maybe even a week. We were still talking, but very little. And then I'm like, okay, something's wrong. Because the next week came and it was still the same vibe. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. We're going to have this tough talk. We're going to have a tough talk because I don't know why we're not talking as much. And it's just different. So, of course, I call and I'm like, is now a good time? I'm like, is now a good time because... we need to fucking talk. We need to talk. Let me know if you're in a space to talk.
Yeah.
And if it is, then great. Let's talk. If not, we got to set aside some time in the next few days to talk. So I'm just explaining, like, how are you feeling with my transition? Because this is new for both of us. And I want to honor this space that I want you to know how important our relationship is because I value it. And I don't want you to think that because I'm in this live-in relationship or my relationship has changed, that our dynamic will change because they're not in competition. Right. And they're not in competition and they don't compare. They're just not comparable. So I'm like, we got to always be us despite who else I'm attached to.
Right.
That's just that. And I've noticed a shift in the energy. So let's talk about whatever this is.
So.
Come on in. Cue.
So, yeah. So she said that and I was like, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I was with work, life shit, a lot in this too. I'm like, a lot is happening.
And now tears are in your eyes. The slide.
That's what I want. No, I'm just kidding. No, because that's what happened when she called me. Then I just was like, I'm just overwhelmed. Because I was.
Yeah.
So anywho, the trauma was dumped on the call and we got over it.
Now you don't want to get into
We got over it. No, we did. That's what I said. I said that I just said was, I was like, well, I just don't want to be a burden. And
no, you did. It's okay.
Why am I getting emotional again?
Love you.
Anyway. So anyway, this is why I don't be wanting to talk about my trauma.
It's okay. Shut up.
So anyway, I was like, I just didn't want to be a burden and blah, 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 blah. But I was really appreciative of you doing that.
Mm-hmm. Love you forever.
Love you too.
Yeah, it was important. It was important because we had it's okay. It happens. The girls crying.
We don't have no tissue in here.
It's okay. You're still looking good. Yeah, you know, it's because we had always, we just been neck and neck, nigga, hip and hip for so long that I'm like, oh shit, like my relationship has taken a pivot. It has taken a turn.
Right.
And then, you know, as a result, it's going to affect some of my relationships. And I have to, this is really important, girls. Honor the space
I'm
that
like,
you're
what's
in.
Important?
This is important. Honor the space you're in without forgetting the space you were once at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
but you can't stay stuck.
You don't got to stay stuck, but don't kick your dogs to the curb.
Damn.
Don't kick your dogs to the curb once you... Okay.
You're on my mascara.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay, I'm back.
Don't kick your dogs to the curb once you pick up, get a new pair of boots on. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you get it. You put a new boot... You get
you
what
get
I'm
a
saying.
New pair of boots and you put the your old faithful...
Stick to the Goodwill.
Right.
I'm just saying to... We got to cherish it all and... Mm-hmm. Be mindful and hold space.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Hold space.
Shit done got into my eye.
It's okay. Yeah, a lot's happened.
Shit,
we should have talked about it.
Damn, shit. I wasn't right. That wasn't in our notes.
That wasn't in our notes, but
that was good.
It was perfect
good.
And
was
people
good.
Can relate to it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Let's
talk about how you can tell people that you're not ready to receive the information, like if it's not a good time for you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when people are talking, like we were talking about, I was talking about Germany earlier, how you keep asking questions and you might not really be ready to receive all that. Instead of feeling like you have to respond, because sometimes that's what that is, like feeling like I need to give a response. I don't want to seem like I'm rude or disengaged. You can just be like, I understand or mm-hmm. understand what you're saying and leave it at that. Or just be like, you know what? Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with me and then leave it at that.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything else. And it's also important not to say I'm sorry that happened to you, because I know I do that sometimes. And when you do that, people can feel like you're judging them.
Oh. So mainly, basically, you're saying we want to offer a validating statement.
Yeah, like, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Just acknowledging that I know you just shared a lot. I know you told me a lot of information.
Yeah.
But I don't have nothing else for you.
Tools.
I don't have the tools for you.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. And in addition to that, if you don't got nothing else to say after that, that's fine. You can put a period into that. If you feel like there's more to say, you can offer your validating statement. You can thank them for feeling like this is a safe enough space to share it, but you don't think that you're the best person to speak with about it. Like, you could create boundaries is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not the best person to speak with. Maybe now is not the best time. Maybe you don't mind talking about it, but not here right now. Maybe we can schedule a time to talk. I mean, just like my sister just called before we recorded this and she was about to start talking about something. And I'm like, can it wait an hour?
Right.
Can it wait an hour? Is this something we're going to have to work through? Or is this something you just need my like quick opinion advice on? So just, you know, setting some hard boundaries and getting back to the person. If you feel like you are the best person to speak with, if not, it's okay. You don't have to own it or take it on.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Not fuck them.
Yeah.
But
I think that's those are it. Two of the goodies. Yeah. Two of the goodies.
Yeah.
So this year.
This year about to be over.
I know, this year. Take this into
next
year.
But you still got some time to transfer this shit over to next year.
Yeah, and then beyond.
Put forever.
Yeah, forever. We're putting it in our toolbox. We're recognizing it. We put a name to the shit. A lot of times, that's what we're here to do. That's what we do. We put a name to the things that we already know and feel so that we can identify them and then work through them in a different way.
Right.
Like, damn, girl, she always be telling me her fucking business.
Yeah.
Sounds different than
now
your
it's
trauma
like
dumping.
Your trauma dumping.
Your trauma dumping.
Yeah. And we're not going to overuse it, because sometimes people, you know, some of the phrases we overuse. They say
gaslight,
narcissist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They be misused, used and abused.
We done took gaslighting.
We're gonna
turn it up.
Sure have. Yeah. Lit it.
He gaslit me.
He just is a lie.
Yeah.
He just lied. Actually, you weren't gaslit. He just lied.
Right.
But yeah, we are not gonna like misuse it and be like, you are trauma dumping on me when people are just trying to, you know, share a little tea. Sharing a little tea. That's it. I'm not trauma dumping. I'm just sharing a little tea.
Just getting it
out. So if you need to read up on it a little more to educate yourself further, please do so.
Get over
it. We're just bringing it to your awareness so that you can go take it, run with it.
Yeah, run with it. Put your shoes on.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Love y'all. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.